Bruce Kramer with Mission Network News. It's day five of Israel and Iran's open exchange of fire. In the international clamor, Samuel with Redemptive Stories urges us to remember that the church is still present in the midst of instability. This should ground us in love and direct our prayers, like when Samuel met a Christian brother this week whose family back in Iran was being bombed. Pray for scripture, unity, and gospel witness to deepen among all Christians affected by this conflict. Then Christian women face distinct dangers in countries where following Jesus is a crime. Kate, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada partner, says they're often targeted and trafficked across borders because of their identity in Jesus. Shame often silences them, and in some cases, they're viewed as cursed. To confront this, the ministry launched training that addresses harmful theology and cultural views while also highlighting how Jesus restored women and their dignity. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.